Joe McHugh, Minister, we're here in Stern Ordinal tonight to welcome Jason Quigley home. It's been a fantastic evening.
It's been a lovely evening, and it was nice to meet his family. And the first woman I met was his granny, Muriel. And they know what he's like. They know he's a well-grounded, you know, great fella. And the young ones, the big thing I took away from tonight, seeing the young ones, all they wanted to do was meet him, shake his hand, get the photograph taken with him. And it just proves that even though he's another side of America, they know what's going on, because with social media and all that, and Jason's using that medium as well, and they're all feeling part of his journey. And I think that that's going to be good. And as Patsy said tonight, that there will be lonely times out there for him, but if people are, you know, feeding into him and all that and staying in touch, that'll be good.
Certainly. You mentioned tonight Charlie Nash is here from Derry. He went for a world title in 1980, and that inspired your family and the people down in Carrigart to get a boxing club together. That was your inspiration, but yeah. Jason now has become an inspiration for so many young people, and he talks to them so passionately as well, as we've seen here tonight, Joe.
Yeah, I was just listening very closely to what he was saying. He was, the sincerity was just coming through. He obviously believes he's got massive, massive self-confidence. He knows, as he said tonight, the dream's gone. It's now a goal. So he has a way of working towards those steps. But he acknowledged his father. He acknowledged Patsy McGonigal there tonight as well. He talked about the support system, but he kept mentioning family as well and community. And he was out in Ballinamore today, and you know, he was at the Finn Harps match there a couple of nights ago. So the way Donegal people work, they will respond to that. And when he goes back, I think he's going to go back energised. And as he said tonight, with the turnout, that's going to stay with him when he's having those maybe lonely times on the west coast of America.
Yeah. As a minister, you travel the length and breadth of the country, and you know how important it is to have people from Donegal starring, just not on a national stage, but on an international stage as well. How important is Jason Quigley then to Donegal, in sporting terms, but on other fields as well?
Yeah, look, it's Donegal people, Irish people who go away, and obviously I pay a particular attention to Donegal people when I meet them, but they're all excelling. They're doing so well in their respective fields. And, you know, for somebody now like Jason, who's a North American champion, somebody who, as Patsy pointed out, was number two at one stage, he's going to get that recognition as time moves on. He's very focused on the next fight, and I'm sure when the next fight happens in America, more and more people are going to be coming from Chicago. I see Henry Coyle from Gisala and Mayo there tonight. He lives out in Chicago. Boys like that and people on the east coast of America, they're going to get on those planes, and they're going to back him every step of the way. And it was just great tonight, and I think Patsy, but you know, hit the nail on the head. Big community event tonight. Community's behind him, and that I think that's going to give him a fair wind in the days and weeks ahead.